Audiences in St. Louis will not hear Dvorak's piano concerto nor Bartok's Wooden Prince this weekend. Musicians with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra are in the middle of a labor dispute, and while the orchestra has faced problems before, this is the first time concerts have been canceled. Tom Weber of member station KWMU reports.
Many strikes or lockouts include union members waving signs for passing cars, whose drivers blow their horns in support. But a small group of union members on the picket line this week in St. Louis blew their own horns. The last time St. Louis Symphony players went on strike was in 1979, but this time they claim they're not on strike. The musicians say they were locked out after they rejected a contract offer from the symphony earlier this week. Symphony officials dispute that. But whatever the status, the main point of contention is pay, or lack thereof. Standing in the rain during this week's protest, local American Federation of Musicians Secretary Nancy Schick says the symphony's offer would have left the musicians with lower salaries than their current base pay. And Schick says that at about $74,000 a year, they're already paid too little for what they do.
Right now, the orchestra earns less in Dallas and Cincinnati and Chicago and Cleveland and New York and Boston and Philadelphia and probably even Columbus, Ohio, okay? And what this means is your best players then go elsewhere, and you're left with a good enough orchestra, maybe, but not a world-class orchestra.
Even St. Louis Symphony President Randy Adams agrees his players aren't paid enough.
There's no question in my mind that our musicians deserve more pay. But at this point in time, we can only make what we think is a fair offer given the financial situation that we're still in.
The orchestra's financial crisis first became public 4 years ago. The symphony began a massive fundraising effort, but 2 years ago, the orchestra faced bankruptcy and musicians agreed to cut their own salaries. Since then, fundraising has brought in more than $100 million. Almost half of that came from the Taylor Family Challenge. The family, which owns Enterprise Rent-A-Car, pledged $40 million if the symphony could raise another $40 million. The orchestra did. But officials say it's all gone to pay off old bills, make repairs on the concert hall, and to fund an endowment. But the way the endowment's set up, only interest made from it can be spent. Sarah Brian Miller is a classical music writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. She says with all that money in the bank, musicians are naturally left wondering why they have to take another pay cut.
They see it as having taken the cut in the hour of need, and now they want their money. You know, they want restoration and then some. And Randy is not going to spend money he doesn't have. And these are both valid viewpoints, but they're in collision at the moment.
One of the key negotiators for the union is Jan Gippo, who plays piccolo for the orchestra. He says the musicians do not want to raid the endowment. But he says Symphony President Randy Adams is leading another fundraiser, and the union thinks some of that money could be used for salaries.
He has the money, but he says that the investors won't allow it. I hope they change their mind.
No other concerts have been canceled at this point. The next official performance is slated for next weekend. But there might also be another impromptu concert or two if players decide to walk the picket lines again. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Louis.